You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, it is your girl Raven Hoquette here, and we are back with another season of the Supernaturally Paid podcast, y'all. I am bringing y'all straight fire in season 2 of this podcast, so make sure that y'all are locked, loaded, and subscribed so that you do not miss out on any part of this season. Check out this preview of what is to come from season 2 of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. If you have a business, and I'm not talking about hobbies, I'm not talking about you sell cupcakes, you know, to the ladies at church, or, you know, you sell certain things at this one time of the year under the table. I'm talking about you have a legitimate business that is incorporated with the government in your state, that you have a federal EIN number on, like you have a legitimate business set up. If you have a business set up and you have children, you should absolutely be hiring your children. They should absolutely be on payroll so that you can then set up a Roth IRA account for your children. Now, let me tell y'all, don't get in trouble with this. Don't be saying that your 3-year-old was getting in the car and shipping orders and doing delivery. Don't be playing around with the government like that. This is why most accountants honestly don't recommend that you do this until your kid is like 7, just so that, you know, you're not getting no like side eyes and, you know, none of that kind of stuff. But let's say, for example, if you have a young child, like our son is 3 years old. He just turned 3 years old. His job description is in marketing materials, because you'll see him posted on my Instagram sometimes, and I'm talking about building my business so that I can spend time with him and be the mother that I want to be and all of these things. So if he was in a commercial, let's say mac and cheese, y'all know the kids, they love mac and cheese. Let's say Kraft called us today and said, oh my goodness, your son is so handsome, can we use him in a commercial? He would get paid for that. So why, if he's being advertised on my Instagram page, he can't get paid just because he my son? So you have to make sure that the job description matches like the age, you know, for the children. The enemy wants us to believe that money is the root of all evil. When the scripture, okay, because let's respond with the scripture. When the scripture says that not money is the root of all evil, the love of money is the root of all evil. That is what the scripture says in 1 Timothy. So we have to be mindful, because yes, you are operating in error when you've made money an idol, when the kind of car becomes more important to you than God, when the house that you live in becomes so powerful to you that now that you done got the house, you don't even go and spend time with God anymore. That's when you've made those things an idol. The scripture says in Philippians 4:6 that we are to be anxious about nothing, but with prayer, submit our requests, with prayer and thanksgiving, submit our requests to God, right? That's what the scripture says. And the thing that I've learned about any hustlers that I've ever met, I'm talking about hustlers in my family, hustlers that have been friends, like even hustlers that you see portrayed on a different TV shows is they don't sleep very well at night. They're always anxious. Their mind is always thinking about the next dollar. Their mind is always thinking about what do I need to do better? Their mind is always thinking, am I doing enough? They are never, never, ever, ever fulfilled. They're never content. They're never satisfied. They always got to think about what's going to be that next hit. Like, it's almost like a fiend in a sense, but just in like a monetary regard, right? And so for me, I feel like I can talk about this from experience because when I first started my business, I had that hustler mentality. And let me tell y'all how the hustler mentality is really a gateway to a lot of things that you do not want to be partaking in as an entrepreneur. Like the hustler mentality is a gateway to that team no sleep. The hustler mentality is the gateway to never not working. The hustler mentality is the gateway to even you're at a place in your business where you're doing well, but you still feel like you're not good, you're not doing good enough, and you still could be doing more. So we really, really, really just want to denounce that hustler mentality. For a lot of couples, finances are the point of entry for the enemy to come in and try to place friction between you and your spouse, right? Tip number one is that you have to let God be the tiebreaker. I can't stress that enough. It is going to be situations when it comes to your finances that you and your spouse just do not agree. And, you know, it's going to be like that because y'all are two different people that have sometimes two completely different views on things. So you have to be on the same page so that that doesn't cause friction. And when you say, okay, I'm going to allow God to be the tiebreaker, you have to trust God as the tiebreaker, even when it doesn't seem like it's going in your favor. You have to trust that it's still going in your favor. You have to trust that God is not going to steer you wrong and in the wrong direction.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.